Hello Wanderers, before we get into today's episode, we wanted to go over a few things with you guys. We have an ever-expanding Discord server, built with some pretty awesome people. We'll leave an updated link in the show notes. Also, our Patreon has been updated with new perks. Patrons now have access to not only shoutouts and early episodes, but now exclusive content like monthly original tales and HD posters. So, if that interests you, consider checking it out. That's all the announcements we have. Thank you all for listening, and let's get back to the episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Shark A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the lesser-known enigmatic levels within the Backrooms, though we believe it to be one of the more underestimated we've gone over. So, I hope you're wearing your Liminal Class PPEs, because today, we'll be no clipping into the Electroscape. Basic descriptions. As stated earlier, the Electroscape is an enigmatic level within the Backrooms, so it doesn't fall into the same level continuity as the classic numbered levels. It has a survival difficulty class of 3, that being unsafe, unsecured, and supports a low entity count. So, like other enigmatic levels within the Backrooms, this one is based on a specific theme or aspect. Going off its name, we can gather that electricity and its various properties plays a huge role in the overall presentation of the level. So, with the basic descriptions out of the way, let's get into what can be found here. Appearances. So, you found yourself within the Electroscape, what do you see? Well, for starters, you'll notice the complete disarray of the level around you. A rundown abandoned office building that has an unknown surface area. So, another infinitely large liminal labyrinth. As you travel throughout the Electroscape, you'll witness just how in disrepair the level really is. Rubble and debris can be seen scattered across the floor. Roof tiles lie chaotically about, leaving the ceiling dotted with holes. From these holes, and along other surfaces of the level, live wires can be found spewing their overly powerful electrical charge all about. Be very wary of these wires while traversing throughout the Electroscape, as they give quite the shock to unperceptive wanderers. Traveling through the Electroscape, you'll come across a multitude of hallways and rooms. Some are completely empty, while others have an assortment of old broken-down furniture. While during this traveling, you may come across rooms and halls flooded with almond water. Due to the overall appearance of the level, we highly advise not to drink this almond water unless it's been boiled. And even then, you should do so with digression. Because the level has pockets of flooded spaces, you should be more vigilant of those live wires we have spoken about earlier. Not doing so can lead wanderers to walk into puddles of almond water, just to be electrocuted to death. A very grim fate, even by backroom standards. Scavenge and supplies. Scavenging within the Electroscape might as well be non-existent compared to other levels we've gone over. As far as we've been able to gather, no items of value seem to exist here, though that doesn't mean the level has nothing to offer. As we touched on earlier, the Electroscape is one of, if not the greatest source of Wi-Fi within the Backrooms. Maybe even stronger than that of level 11, and that's saying something. Though not being a tangible object, the Wi-Fi makes the Electroscape a well-worth destination for those looking for that extra reach for their communication purposes. Though we can see many wanderers just going to level 11 for this exact reason, if its Wi-Fi capabilities are as good as it's reported to be, we can see many groups coming here for the inter-backroomian communication purposes alone. Entities. As of date, there are only two reported entities sighted within the Electroscape. The first being the good old classic hounds. These feral humanoids run around on all fours, attacking any wanderer they come across. Luckily, they can be intimidated by staring them down, giving wanderers a few precious moments to either get away or plan an offensive. Next, and much more dangerous, is the Electrospectre, a native entity to the level. The Electrospectre is described as being a humanoid creature, covered in wires, much like the ones found throughout the Electroscape. It sports glowing eyes and a big smile, noted to have electricity running through it. Though the strangest description of its appearance is of its burnt bones being seen through the many wires that make up its form. Could this entity have been a wanderer at some point? Well, by Jerry, I certainly hope not, but stranger things happen within the backrooms on a daily basis. So, you're probably wondering, this terrifying force of liminal energy must be extremely dangerous with that kind of appearance, and you would be right. It's known to be hostile to most wanderers that stumble upon it, more on that in a bit, and will scream to leave the level at wanderers in aggressively strange high-pitched tones. After doing so, it will attempt to kill the wanderer by generating electricity and shooting it at said wanderer. So, it goes without saying, a killer lightning shooting entity possess an extreme threat to most wanderers within the backrooms. And if the ability to create and shoot lightning isn't a strong enough arsenal, the Electrospectre also has the ability to outright become a current of electricity. Yes, it can become lightning. If that doesn't sound powerful, just consider this. Currents of electricity can travel at a speed of 270,000 kilometers per second, and with the level being covered in wires for it to travel through, it goes without saying that you will not be able to outrun this entity. So, you can't outrun it. What can you do to fight it off? Well, there are no reports of anyone fighting off the specter, so it's best to say any encounter with this entity most likely ends in the death of the wanderer. Unless said wanderer is wearing gear that's either resistant to electricity or outright negates it. Whenever the Electrospectre encounters a wanderer with appropriate gear, it's stated to show great fear of the wanderer and will attempt to flee. So, always have your MEG-issued liminal class PPE on hand. You never know if you'll need to scare off a specter while staying OSHA-certified out there. Settlements and Outpost. When it comes to outposts within the Electroscape, there are no known bases or settlements reported to exist here. Though there are rumors of a couple of groups setting up shop here, these aren't confirmed. With this being the case, there really isn't any reason for there not being any bases set within the Electroscape. Yes, the level is relatively dangerous compared to some of the other levels we have spoken on. It's not out of the realm of possibilities to set up a simple base or hideout here, going off what we've gone over so far. With enough manpower or a well-hidden base, we see no reason for one not to exist just fine here. Ins and outs. When it comes to entering the Electroscape, the main way used to get into the level is within level 3. While within level 3, wanderers may come across a maintenance door. Entering this door should bring you to a room with a computer and some cables running along the floor. It's not stated whether the computer here is functional, but due to entities being able to sense wanderers using electronics, it's advised not to use it if it's working. Now that you're within the room, simply exit out the way you came in and you should now appear within the Electroscape. So be prepared for the change of scenery when you exit the room. Now, with that done, let's get into the more important part of this section, how to leave the Electroscape. So back to the basics, traversing the level for long enough has a chance of leading you to either level 4 or level 13. Like always, how this is accomplished? Maybe a door will appear, or maybe you'll be spontaneously transported there. Guess you'll have you go find out. Feel free to inform us of the method, we would love to know. Another way of exiting the Electroscape, if you have the proper PPE, you could traverse the flooded areas of the level to find a way that leads to level negative 2. Will that be a door or random transportation? Once again, who knows? But doing this should bring you to level negative 2 if you're in a pinch. There are rumors of an exit leading to level 25, though there are no official reports on the matter. But knowing the backrooms, it wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. Closing words. So, that was the electrifying labyrinth known as the Electroscape. What did you guys think about this enigmatic level? How do you feel about the Electrospectre? We'd love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, and Evie Jeebies. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Ant, Seth for the Cast Iron Crow, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Barry, Gibson, and X the Warrior. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content and more, go become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.